Wow, I think, how have I been living like this? It's kind of like when you find out that you've been paying a fortune for wireless when Mint Mobile has phone plans for $15 a month when you purchase a three-month plan. You're thinking, wow, how have I been affording getting gouged so bad? It's time to make the switch to Mint Mobile and get unlimited talk, text, and data for $15 a month. And I mean, Mint Mobile's quality of wireless service is unbelievable. Say bye-bye to the overpriced wireless plan, jaw-dropping monthly bills, and unexpected overages. They slow you down and completely screw with you. Mint Mobile is here to rescue you. With premium wireless plans starting at just $15 a month. All plans come with high-speed data and unlimited talk and text delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. Use your own phone with any Mint Mobile plan and bring your phone number along with your existing contacts. Ditched overpriced wireless with Mint Mobile's limited plan deal and get 3 months of premium wireless service for $15 a month. Get this new customer offer and your new 3 month unlimited wireless plan for only $15 a month. Go to mintmobile.com/Bubba. That's mintmobile.com/BUBBA. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/Bubba. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customers on first 3 month plan only. Speed slower than 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fee, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details. Why did you have like a little meltdown today, buddy?
Because I don't like missing hype. That's my thing. I hype trains.
No, but like that's really your thing. Like that's your.
That's why. Because I.
But then you got mad at us.
No,
we were just saying, you know, you really fucked up, buddy. And then you kind of turned it around on us, where realistically refreshing your page is not our responsibility.
But I never have to refresh my page, and normally.
Well, you had to today, and then you flipped out on us, and it's like we're not. Does Anna need to, like, every 5 minutes say, "Lum lum, refresh your page"?
No, that's the thing is, I never miss a hype train, and that was when everyone knew about
that. But you tried to turn it around on us.
Well, because everyone knew about the hype train except for me.
You fucking lied.
No, you told me about it when I refreshed my page, Bubba. That's what I'm saying.
But Anna
everyone
had
else knew 3 minutes ago.
Anna told you. I actually heard her try to tell you about it, but you were being Johnny fucking Lum Lum.
She did.
I know, but I didn't hear her. That. I think that's when I was looking up the Ron DeSantis thing, which I have no freaking I don't understand why they have that unlisted.
Because it got away from them. That Ron DeSantis stuff got away from, like, that rock star shit, as cool as we think it is. A lot of people think it's over the top and bragging and braggadocious.
Well, it makes it really hard to find.
And again, that's my and Anna and Blitz's and Jesus's problem. That whole outburst that you had.
No, I can't be upset at myself for missing something that is really important to me. With
absolutely,
the
you can be upset at yourself.
I just was
but
upset.
It came across as if you were mad at us. Anna, did you feel as if he was mad at us?
I thought
you're
maybe.
Supposed
yeah.
To say yes immediately.
Yes. Oh my God. Yes. Yes.
He was so mad at all of us.
Oh my God. Yes.
She's gonna cry on the way home today, and Gus.
Poor Gus.
So, Lum, get your shit together.
But that's why I was upset, because I was, you know, the hype train is something that I always look forward to.
The hype train is so yours.
Yeah.
I honestly, I can't believe you didn't hear me. Like, even Tyler was like, oh my God, because I had the whistle in here, like blowing it really hard.
And I'm not blaming you guys, but that's where
you're not blaming us, but your
But with the whistle, if you don't see me hearing the whistle, I mean,
is your meltdown was directed to us.
And I told Lummy during the break, when you went pee earlier, I said to Lummy, I said, you know, I thought that you were putting it off because it was still like 3 or 4 minutes left of the break. And I thought maybe you thought if you waited until about a minute left, Bubba would give you more time when we came in.
No, I understand that part. That's why I said I understand it. I just, at this point, just if you give me a knock or something. I mean, it's my fault.
You want
anyhow,
me to knock your forehead?
Yes. Come over and punch me right in the fat face.
In the gob?
Yes. Punch me in my gob.
Maybe, so maybe I'll take it off. From now on, every hype train starts with a gob punch?
No, only if I'm not calling it out, because usually I'm waiting for the check marks.
All right, I'm going to disconnect your internet.
Oh, God.
Punching your fucking
gob. I'll be going for my, Sorry, Bubba. Never happen again.
You and Tyler need to, I think.
Sorry, I'm going to disconnect your internet.
Oh, I'm sorry. Oh. You know, Tyler had a major, major outburst a few days ago where he threw a ramp and then went right into the sidewall of Blitz's fucking trailer.
That must have been pretty hard. Like,
that's a hard throw to make it through that little gap.
Yeah, Tyler. Yeah. And like, probably you could throw that ramp 100 times and not be able to do that again.
I know. I mean, I don't know how it happened.
Did your girlfriend witness this outburst?
Yes.
Did she say, "You're cool"?
No, she just said, "Tolman, calm down."
Hey, babe, calm down, babe.
Hey, babe, calm down. Calm down. So what happened? You're backing it off our cheap ass. And by the way, we got these cheap ass aluminum ramps.
Mm-hmm.
They're made for ATVs.
Yeah, but we're putting a 3,000 pound race car on them.
I'll tell you what, when me and Lummy pushed it up there, the one ramp that I looked at bent like a U, and I was like, there's no way we're going to get it on the trailer.
But you two guys,
we got it. But
muled it on there.
That ramp really bent like crazy.
We need to probably get some new ramps.
Yeah.
Lummy. I mean, or whoever the fuck.
Tyler.
The Merch Crick found those on eBay for like $80 or something.
They're like for ATVs. They're great.
I know. I mean, they're
but they're great for what they are. But
now, do they make aluminum ramps, Tyler, for race cars?
Oh, I'm sure. You just got to get. You know, it's 2,500 pounds. They'll be able to hold them. So,
Lummy, can you send me aluminum ramps? Anna, what are you doing with the paper towels?
Yeah, what
and like what?
I didn't want to get up because I didn't want to make a scene, but. But my nose is a little itchy.
Dr. Dan's Blooming Onion Maker, 1,000 stars.
You're such a hypochondriac.
Mm-hmm.
God, you're so over the top.
So is it...
You could even find a guy to fuck you.
Nope.
Want to bet?
Yeah, I do. I'll take that fucking
Wait,
bet.
Don't
yeah,
bet.
Make that fucking bet.
I've known you now almost 2 years. How long have I known you? When was the time that we met at the gym?
Slim Jim. I can was tell it me? You the exact was it, date. Who, you want the exact date?
Yes, and who was there?
You, me, Seth, and Blitz.
Right. Back when we were one big happy family. $300
Are we not,
Damn.
That's probably about what they go for.
Are we not a happy family anymore?
Can I ask you this question, Sponge?
Yeah.
Is it in the CRI budget at all to get a trailer?
No, that trailer's perfectly fine.
Oh, okay.
I believe we met.
That trailer's fine, man. That trailer's been all over Florida.
I know it has. That's why. I mean, yeah, it's great. It's broken in. You're right.
We met on June 15th, 2020.
Tyner, would you be okay if we didn't buy a new trailer, we just got some new ramps?
Yeah.
All right.
6,500 pounds is enough, right?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, this is way more enough. In fact, let me go down like...
The ones you have now are like 800 pound rated probably.
Hold 750.
On. Hold on. We can go down to like...
2,500.
We can go to like 3,000 pound ramps, which might be a little bit cheaper, Lummy. Go to 3,000 pound ramps or 2,500 pound ramps, okay?
Citrus Sports and Apparel, $20. Kiss Ash.
Blitz, also buy maybe tomorrow, if you could tell me what we raised for Jennifer.
Okay, I got it.
Okay, and then let me know, so I can go take that to her.
Yep.
Because I'm going to probably end up taking it to her tomorrow, which is Thursday, because I got to leave right after the show on Friday.
Oh, yeah, for Ocala.
Yeah, for Ocala.
Yep.
Yeah, exactly. So Tyler, don't you think that it's a little bit pimp when we show up on our open trailer and we wax everybody's ass?
Yes. The only problem is, like, we don't have a lot of room to store our stuff. But yes, I do agree with you.
Listen, I got such a fucking good driver. All I need's a couple pair of tires and a air compressor. I mean, that's all I need. What's this, Lummy? These are
that's the 3,000 pound.
What? But like, how do they? How do they? Are they just?
They kind of look like the ones you
currently have.
Yeah.
These look like they have like
little clips at the end.
Yeah, that's what you need. I can't see them. But you need the kind, because your trailer has the little channel to put the ramps
right.
on.
That's what they have
right.
at the end there.
I know, but like,
in.
I can't get a good, like, are they? I guess they're hollow with like these little rods for traction gription, maybe, right?
Traction gription.
They're from Summit. So there have to be racing. Gen Y aluminum loading ramps, trailer ramps, aluminum natural 72 and links 14 wide, 3,000 pounds. How much do they weigh? They might tell me how much they weigh.
I'm going to guess 35 pounds.
Per?
They're aluminum? No, probably 20 pounds a piece. 15 to 20.
Maybe there's some cheaper ones here. How about these race ramps? That's for like, to scale your car. I think. No, but there is no budget for a new trailer.
Okay.
What the fuck? Do you know how much trailers cost?
Yeah, they've gone up a lot since I bought mine.
Yeah.
$5,000.
That's about what they are.
Oh, for, nice.
Really?
Look for one that. Like Blitz.
Yep.
Yeah, shitty. So, what were we talking about a few minutes ago? Oh, so Tyler, when you threw these ramps, the car was halfway off the trailer.
Yes.
Oh, now these are what we need.
Yep.
Those are exactly what we need. Blitz, did you find these?
Yeah. I just real quick looked on Amazon.
5-star aluminum ramp set of trailers, 6 blah, 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 2,500 per pair. So, Tyler, what's your car weigh? About 2,500 pounds, right?
It's 2,350.
Right. That's exactly. I'm ordering those right now.
All right.
And so, 5 feet's long enough? Like the ones that Lemmy showed you, I think were 7 feet.
Yeah, 5 feet's long enough.
What do you have now, you think? 5 feet?
If. I mean, the ones we have now, what, Blitz? I say they may be 5 feet.
And the clip in that channel.
And they do clip in that channel. Look at that. Look at that. Daddy, I don't need a new trailer. I just need me some new ramps loaded.
Hey, Bubba, I think line one has ramps to donate.
I think it's Hootie?
No, it's David C.
Hello?
Hey, Bubba.
Yeah,
Pedro.
Dude. Yeah, Pedro.
Hey, so I've got I snagged a set of ramps from a guy that owed me money years ago. And it's enough to put a whole car up in the air, but you could use probably the end of, you know, the ramp part of it to put on the trailer. But I'd give you the whole deal if you want. They're worth about $400 or $500, and they're steel.
Yeah, but I don't want them because I need aluminum because we have to then take them off the trailer and put them inside the truck and the steel ones. Like, we had a set of steel ones from Robbie and Wesley Smith, and they're just so heavy.
Yep.
So I need Pedro. I know that your wife's a hot ass flight attendant, and I've jerked off to her a few times. But I need aluminum ramps, buddy. Don't be mad at me.
No, I'm not mad, man. I just want to help you out, cousin. You know.
I know, buddy.
I love the show, so I want to be able to contribute any way I can.
How things going? Well, I tell you how you can contribute. Send your wife on down here one of these days. You know, for a couple hours
with an open mouth.
Well, she's gonna call you. I'm not sure she's gonna call Pedro.
You know what my ultimate fantasy would be.
What's that?
Is I was like flying some, like you called me up and told me like when her flight was or something. Then I got on that plane and then she flirted with me the entire time.
Ooh.
And then she told me what her hotel room was and I went and blasted her out of town.
Well, she's got a layover here at RSW Saturday and then she's got to go back.
I don't know I don't know what RFW means.
RSW is... the airport here in Fort Myers.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I'm not, you know.
Too far.
He's not driving down there.
Next time she has next time she has a layover in Tampa, she could just get one of those hotel rooms right there at the Blitz. Don't they have a hotel right at the airport?
They do. It's not that good anymore, but they do.
The Marriott?
Not that good anymore. I don't need that, Blitz. I don't need fancy, sir. I need a bed.
You want to pay $600 a night for a crappy hotel?
No, she's getting it because she's a flight attendant.
She's a flight attendant.
Oh, that's right. Yeah,
you know, American Delta, Southwest, Allegiant's paying for it.
Okay.
Yeah, the flight banana ain't going to pay $600 a night for that shit.
But now do they usually, when they lay over, she doesn't probably have layovers in Tampa because she's from Fort Myers.
She flies out of Lauderdale, though.
Oh, okay.
They don't have a base here. So
what I'm saying is she probably doesn't ever have a layover in Tampa, ever.
Wireless.
Not a nighttime one.
Right when we were just getting to the good part.
Mm-hmm. So convenient.
Me blasting his wife, Cricket Wireless,
mm-hmm.
got us. Thanks, Alan. Or, I mean, Pedro.
Pedro.
I got a... Those are probably the ramps I need right there. Blitz, plus they're a little bit wide. They're a little bit wider. But
yeah, if you... I'm looking at...
These look pretty heavy, though. The ones that... Like, those don't.
I mean, I can't see them. You got them on the screen.
All right, let me show them. Tell you over here. Hold on. Hi, it's Bubba the Love Sponge Show. And you know what? Oddly enough, we're talking about race car ramps.
Woo!
Hey, if you don't like it, then get the hell out of here.
Yeah, I would scram. Just some advice. I would spend a little more and get good ramps.
What, those aren't good ramps?
Those are okay. But the original ones I showed you... Are kind of they're okay. Just I mean you're already at the limit of the you don't want to.
All right, won't you send me the other? Did you send me another link?
No, but I can.
Yeah, send me another suggestion.
You didn't like the Summit Racing ones?
We can't really see them.
Here we go.
I mean, I know these are more money, but if they last, those are kind of like the ones that Lummy sent the first time. But yeah, those are like what you need.
Actually,
though.
Those look exactly the same.
Yeah, they probably are.
But
you can see the other photos though.
Yeah. Oh.
They last longer.
They got a lip.
Yes.
How much do they weigh?
That's what I'm looking up right now.
Because they look super heavy.
They're 6,800 pound ones. I was trying to look at how much these ones weigh too, on Summit.
The lighter, they're probably more expensive. Are the lighter they are?
If they're heavy duty, yeah.
How about these ones? These look a little lighter. Anyway, Tyler, we have to get new ramps because one of these days it's going to be. We haven't had a catastrophic event, but we've been close, have we not?
Yeah, that when I got mad the other day, it was close.
My trailer suffered a catastrophic event.
The ones I sent you, the aluminum ones, say they, for both of them, 61 pounds, so about 30 pounds each.
So they're about 30 pounds a piece.
Yep.
And, Blitz, you would suggest these ones here.
Well, yeah.
They're 6,000 pounds.
Something like that,
anyway. It's
actually
6,800.
Yeah, something like that versus the ones that are, like, cutting it close. Because I mean, they're going to last longer.
That's all we do is cut it close, though.
I know. That's why I'm saying spend a little more. They're not like that. It's, you know, maybe $100 at the most more.
Made of high-strength aluminum. No need to worry about being crushed.
Plus, the clips on these look way better than the original. Those other ones had, like, three little janky clips.
Yeah.
Three little janky clips.
This has the whole length of the thing. There's a clip.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, Tyler, I'm gonna order some new ramps for you, buddy.
Thank you. Awesome.
Have CRI pay for it.
Okay.
Well, they should.
So, the car falls off, and it's now. How did you get it? It was hanging on the trailer, was it not?
Yeah. Then I had to like jump on the trailer, like get it out from underneath the car. It was
lucky you didn't break a drive shaft or Anna. Are you trying to do the shimmy shimmy with nothing?
I'm cold, so I'm trying to generate some heat.
Oh my god!
Jesus!
Oh my god!
Oh my god! Anna's cold.
What a fucking paper tiger! She's cold.
Big fucking surprise.
Even though she's got a fucking sweatshirt on with a space heater chaser
and a long sleeve shirt,
bitch is still cold.
Oh, fucking bitch is cold.
I have Raynaud's.
You have what?
Raynaud's.
Yeah, what?
Raynaud's.
The hell's that?
No one knows what the fuck you're talking about.
It's a disease.
Jason Ryback, $500.
You have a disease called Raynaud's?
Yes.
Who's this Ray guy?
Self-diagnosed.
What is Raynaud's?
Wait, hold on. Say it again.
Self-diagnosed.
But what is Raynaud's?
It's where you have really bad circulation in your extremities.
But you don't.
Yes, I do.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do.
Is
no,
that
you
why
don't.
You have to pee every 10 seconds?
No, you don't.
That's another issue I have.
Or you'd have, like, unhealthy-looking skin.
I do. Look at me.
You can eat fingers.
I can't help it.
But you don't. You don't have this.
Yes, I do.
No, you don't.
I do.
The bitch is crazy, Bubba.
I have Raynaud's.
Raynaud's disease.
I told you I'm diseased.
Is a rare disorder of blood vessels, usually in the fingers and toes.
What kind of disorder?
A rare.
Oh, okay.
Is a rare disorder of the blood vessels, usually in the fingers and toes. It causes the blood vessels to narrow when you are cold and feeling stressed. When this happens, blood can't get to the surface of this. You know what you fucking are? Is you're a hypochondriac.
Yes, you are.
Like, the worst.
I can have multiple things.
I got several hypochondriacs.
You're surrounded yourself by hypochondriacs.
Yeah, Tyler's girlfriend's kind of one.
Yeah.
Merch Crick is definitely one.
Mark.
The Merch Crick's Merch Crick's dad's one. Fuck, my family's rugged as shit. Like, I mean, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Tara's rugged. My mom's rugged. Fuck, everybody's a bunch of hypochondriacs around here.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah. I'm just cold.
Anna, you don't have this.
I have Raynaud's.
No, you fucking don't.
Yes, I do. I have all the symptoms.
Dr. Hummel said she does.
Which was wrong about sperm.
How do you test if you have Raynaud's?
You get cold in your hands and feet go numb sometimes.
Almost every woman that's skinny I know is cold.
This is so lame.
In fact, cold fingers or toes, it's called
the bitch disease.
It's called, yeah, you know, it is. It's called having a cunt.
By the way, Bubba, upon warmth, skin color changes
to red. It's called I have
red.
A cunt disease. Because every
my
fucking
skin does
woman,
turn red.
Every woman I know, except for my mom who's going through menopause and she's always hot.
Hot flashes.
Other than that, every thin woman that I know is always cold.
This is a dumb disease. The causes: cold weather and stress. Prevention: wear warm clothes. No fucking shit.
Yeah.
But it doesn't even help.
Hello.
Sometimes I need Hot Pockets.
Hey, Bubba, Jay from New Orleans. Long time, first time.
Hey, Jay, how are you? How's New Orleans?
Hot oh, hands.
How the levees?
The levees are great. The mayor's an idiot.
Yeah, I heard the mayor. I heard fucking actually New Orleans is like scared of its own shadow. The mayor's in lockdown, Willie. It's just ridiculous.
It is. It's stupid. We call it LaToya the Destroyer.
Sorry. I don't know which mayor's worse, her or the Lightfoot bitch from fucking Chicago.
Like well,
one of the last mayors called it a chocolate city, didn't he?
Yeah, that was Ray Nagin. He was the mayor during Katrina.
Yeah. He said, oh, this is a chocolate city.
Okay, great.
We're going to make chocolate. Chocolate City again after everybody bolted.
Now, is like Bourbon Street like a ghost town?
Not at the moment, no. We're in Mardi Gras season. It's carnival season right now. So people are descending on the city daily.
Yeah, they don't give a fuck. The out of towners that descend to New Orleans for Mardi Gras don't give a fuck about masks or any of that shit.
The whole panhandle.
That
is crazy,
exactly,
man.
Right. Right. Yes. That is exactly
so
right.
What do you got and, for and now? How far do you live from Bourbon Street?
Probably about 20 minutes.
Right.
On a good traffic day.
Now, like, let's say on June or July, just a regular Saturday night, what's Bourbon Street like then when it's not in carnival season?
Post-COVID? Without all the mandates and all the other nonsense, I mean, it's crowded. It's packed. You can't, I mean, it's shoulder-to-shoulder people.
Even outside of Mardi Gras, it's always packed?
Oh, absolutely. Yes.
And there's a lot of shady shit that happens on Bourbon Street, isn't there?
Every single day. Every day.
There's prostitution brothels. I mean, there's everything there, is there not?
Let's just say this, Bubba.
What?
Like you and I,
brothels.
We
what's a
brothel?
Brothels? You know, fucking
whorehouses.
Yeah, well, something like that, yeah. Let's just say that poor white trash like you and I, we do well in a place like the French Quarter.
Yeah. Thanks for putting me in on your party, buddy. I appreciate that. I don't know if I want to be on your party or you want to be on my party, but together we probably get some shit done down there,
yeah.
Buddy. That's what I'm thinking.
Absolutely, man. Yeah, I'll roll the red carpet down here for you, pal. You come down and we'll...
I've only been there twice, and I did pretty good both times.
Doesn't smell like urine.
Hey, Bob, if you go to his house, man, he'll put out the good AstroTurf for you.
Yeah. You got any hot neighbors or a sister or something like that for this old-timer?
Well, I don't have a sister, but I do have a hot neighbor.
Yeah, or a wife.
What's
his name? I've always been on the other end of the wife deal. I want to get on the right end of the wife deal.
Yeah.
Where somebody's in their office and I get to be in the bedroom.
Actually, I do. Well, getting back to my hot neighbor, she's a huge fan of yours, too. If you want
no
to get
way.
Shot.
No way.
I swear. Dude, I turned her on to you. Because we hang out from time to time.
Mm. Of course you do.
That their Cajun talk, we hang out there time to time, means you're blasting the shit out of her cousin.
Did you tell her that Bubba is also known as Bubba Boucher?
Yes.
And he loves beignets.
And I do too. I love married chicks.
Yeah,
I'm into married chicks.
Not you.
No, listen, Lummy. Don't fuck my deal. This guy set the deal up. I'm going to get the
girl. Call in.
Well, he will. He just called for the first time. Fucking patience,
this guy
my
calls
friend.
All the time. He's like Alan.
No, he doesn't. This is a great
guy. I've never called before, Lummy. Come on, man.
First time caller.
Lummy, why are you being so fucking negative, Lummy, on things?
I'm just trying to get you ass, Bubba.
You're not doing it the right way. I can do it myself. You keep out of my ass game. You fuck face.
Hey,
you short beard gobbed out motherfucker. I've run my ass games for years without
I'm
you.
I'm just playing bad copper for you, all right?
No. So tell me about now. Is that why you're calling to offer me up your neighbor? Tell me more about your neighbor and how she found out about me.
Not a problem. Well.
Okay, well, that's not why I called, but yeah, let's get into that. She was over at my house one night when I was catching the replay on, you know, in New Orleans, I can't catch you terrestrially. And
she's sucking you off.
Blitz, shut up with the crispy outburst.
Oh.
Thanks. All right, so she's over at your house. You're catching a replay on what? On, like, Bubba Army Radio? On what?
On YouTube.
Okay.
YouTube.
So you're watching some of our shit on YouTube.
Right.
Right.
And she's like, oh, my God, that guy's hilarious. What is this? What are you listening to? What are you watching? And I thought, oh, man, this is Bubba the Love Sponge. You know, he was on Sirius XM. I've been a fan of his since back then. You know, this is how I catch him now on YouTube and on Twitch. And she's like, oh, my God. She even wrote down who you were so she could subscribe to your channel herself and watch
really?
It, you know, when she's not over. Oh, yeah.
And so give me the stats on this old crick. On this cage. Hey, give me the stats on this Cajun crick.
Yeah.
All right, well, she's actually a little, she's half Hispanic.
Oh, that can either be real good or real.
Like
she might either, cut you.
It goes real good until it gets bad.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you got a Hispanic bitch and it goes bad, usually comes out the switchblade instinct.
Yeah, you
got
to hide the knives.
I'll tell you what, though, Bubba, the set of knocks on this chick, it's impressive.
Yeah, was she married?
No, she's single.
How old is she?
She is 41.
All right, that's in my power hour.
How tall is she?
She's 5'2", 5'3", maybe.
Right. Petite? You know, I like them petite.
180 pounds.
Like
no,
she's
not 180 pounds.
Like 5'2", you know, she should probably be about one, you know, max. Listen, I can have my own little template here. I'm not saying that I'm Johnny fucking Health Fitness, but like you know, 5'2", she'd probably be about 125 would be the max.
Yeah, she's I'd say probably 130.
Yeah, that's
135.
Good.
That's maybe she's a little you know thick, but by no means overweight.
Right, not exactly. Just a little thick, like a $25 cheeseburger.
Like a Twix.
Correct.
Thick like a 20. Yeah. Let me. It used to be like a $12
Snickers.
Cheeseburger, but now a fucking
$25 cheeseburger.
Now a bullshit.
Thick like a Cadbury egg.
Yeah.
With cream filling, fondant style.
So I mean, but you know, I don't ever find myself.
Popper,
I don't ever find
out.
Myself going to you know to New Orleans. But if I would, you know, you think I could? You know, she'd want to go out.
Built like a
know,
beignet.
Fuck.
Oh, no question. She'd go out and probably show you a really, really good time.
Yeah, but I'm not all about going out either. Like, I don't want to go out to dinner.
She's going out to restaurants.
I want to come over to your house, maybe watch a ball game.
Yeah,
then maybe
Ozark
go,
and chill.
And then maybe, yeah, there you go.
Ozark, pill up and blast.
Ozark, chill, pill, and blast.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep.
Hey, oh, there it is. Ozark,
like
yep.
Chill, pill, blast.
Yep.
Or, no, Ozark, probably blast, then Ozark, pill, pass out.
There you go.
There you go.
Snack somewhere too.
World class.
After the pounding.
I've been doing like lately on my snacks have been like wheat thins and little pieces of cheese.
Ooh.
What kind of cheese do you like?
I like
Swiss.
The pre-sliced Publix cheese that's like American.
The cheddar, the sharp cheddar.
No, the American. It's like a white and a. It's like a white right. and a. It's a hybrid cheese.
Oh, the Colby Jack.
Yes, the Colby
Jack. Oh,
that's
Jack.
My favorite.
Oh, Colby Jack's
really
nice.
Good. That's my favorite.
Colby Jack slices on wheat on baked wheat thins.
Now, is it like in the tray? Looks like a stick of butter.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, those are good.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh yeah, fuck me up. I like that shit.
Yeah, those are good.
So there you go. I mean, we're eating wheat thins,
sharp
fucking
cheddar.
Some 135-pound fucking Cajun bitch next to my new best friend and
Provolone.
Fucking.
Smoked provolone.
So what do you got for me, buddy?
Well, first of all, the reason I called, I wanted to say that if the good people over at Presto, the marketing arm, haven't reached out to you yet, they're fucking idiots.
No, they really haven't, and I don't know. I've tried to reach out to them, and I cannot.
Oh, the one we got for Dan, Amazon told me shipped yesterday.
All right.
After they told me it wasn't ever going to get here.
After seeing the bit for the first time the other day, I immediately ordered one. You guys sold me immediately. It came in yesterday. I went with the Red Baron Rising Crust Willie last night. Boom. It came out perfect, exactly like y'all said.
Sometimes
couldn't be more impressed.
Sometimes on the Rising Crust, you got to do the crust for a few extra minutes. Let's set it for lower.
But I mean, is it not amazing how this little open air thing that you could sit right on your, you know, like you don't need an oven, you don't need a hood, you don't need nothing. You just put that little fucking frozen pizza right there on that little thing. And the next thing you know, you got it does frozen pizza the way no oven or nothing can do it.
That's absolutely right. I'm so impressed.
What you ought to do is you ought to get a hold of Presto for me or somebody, because I have a video on my YouTube channel, and say, you know what, let me tell you, their sales in the last 2 weeks have had to skyrocket.
Oh, yeah.
They had to.
I mean, they had to sell 300-500 extra fucking units than they usually have.
Mm-hmm.
I'd say that's a conservative number, but you know more than me.
Yeah, I mean, so, and try to get a hold of the PR department and say, I just want to let you know, that I bought this apparatus because of the recommendation of the Bubba the Love Sponge show, and he actually made a video of it, and it's right there on my YouTube. You could, since you go to my YouTube anyway, you can like share it. And I tried to track down I think they're based out of like Wisconsin.
Oh.
Or something. I don't know. The best. I was driving to the track trying to figure it out. I was like, fuck it. I'm going to wreck.
Well, I will certainly email Wisconsin today and let them know.
Am I not right?
Claire.
So, and then, you know, put some words in maybe with that little, you know, with that little Cajun crick for me.
Oh, we're going to listen to this on replay, and I promise you, she'll be a little whack.
Yeah. You might want to buy a couple extra pizzas for her.
What I mean,
get some flour.
Now, are you married? Are you married, sir?
No, I'm not.
All right, so now have you blasted her at all?
Well, of course I have, Bubba. Come on, she's my neighbor. Yeah.
No, absolutely. For real. Like that's a dream come true. She can be your neighbor, but you don't have to be in a relationship. But you can, you know, get a little blast in it.
That's exactly my angle here.
Have
buddy.
Her over tonight and enjoy a pizza, and then listen to us talking about how cool she is. What's her first name only? Just her first name.
Maria.
Blanca.
What's that?
Blanca.
Blanca. Oh, that's even hotter.
Yeah, she's going to cut you, Bubba.
Fucking Blanca. Love her. All right, well, put a good word in. You know what? More. If I can't get Blanca, I want you to enjoy it, my friend, a lot. I want you to blast the shit out of it.
Thank you so much, Bubba. You're the best.
All right, now what's your first name?
Jay
from New Orleans.
Yes, sir.
All right, Jay. Let me know if you track down the pizzazz pizza maker people. Okay.
I absolutely will. All right, Jay. Keep up the great work, man. I hope I can call in again sometime.
I hope that you're blasting Blanca tonight, my friend, dumping big loads.
Right.
I'm certainly going to try. And if I do, I'll call you back tomorrow during the afternoon.
Yes, and give me a little blasting report, okay, buddy?
Hell yeah.
Absolutely. Thanks so much, guys.
Bye, Jay.
Bye, Jay.
Rubber hose.
Lemmy says that chick is huge.
Mary Jo Cohen runs Presto, by the way.
Mary Jo needs to know
from Michigan
that we have probably done more for the Presto pizza maker than any advertising they've ever done for nothing. Hello, who's this?
Hey, it's Trickney.
Hi, Trickney. Ashley, by the way, thank you for calming. You are the Bubba light calming factor, so thank you for that. He won't listen. He doesn't listen to anybody. No, he doesn't even listen to me, but I had to call you in a few times to fucking back him down, so thank you for that.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, he behaved. He was on his best behavior. I just wanted to thank you guys for including me in BARP. It was so much fun.
Well, I mean, even if you weren't invited, you were going to be a plus one from the man. So, you know, Hall of Famer, Bubba Light.
Okay. Well, either way, it was great, and I loved it, and met some great people, and it was just great. So I just want to say thank you.
Yeah, it was great meeting you.
You had a great time. You had a great.
I did.
I saw sister
you.
Girls.
I think you were there all three nights.
Yeah, she was.
Yeah. Yep.
And you know what? I gotta tell you, I think more people next year are going to try to include all three nights.
Oh, I'm sure.
I know a lot of people are like, I ain't going to miss that $199. I might not be able to make it in for Tate's, but man, I ain't missing that $199.
You got to know, too, a lot of people like booked hotels and booked their airfare, and then because the other events were kind of last minute, Willie.
Right. Well, they're now forever locked
in. Yeah, but a lot of flights, like Airtight Ski Pole, is supposed to be down here on Wednesday.
There's a few people that flights got delayed.
Hold on, Lummy.
Yes, sir.
What did you say?
Hall of Famer Airtight Ski Pole. I made a mistake. Correct it.
Oh, that's a good hit.
Yeah, as long as you admit that you made a mistake,
while
you're grabbing your gob like you are, then that's no problem. Okay?
He just smashed himself in the face, and he doesn't have the beard just to cushion it anymore.
It's not at all cushion it.
Hand on gob action.
So, Trickney, how did you and Bubba Light have a weekend of lovemaking?
Yep.
Yeah. No, that's not an out of bounds question.
It's love.
I know what they did.
What, Crispy?
Shut up, Bliss.
What, Crispy?
Yes, Crispy?
You face fucker. Say it.
I told Ashley I wouldn't say it anymore, so I'm not going to.
Oh. Is she offended by it?
I think so.
No. Ashley? Well, you mean Trickney Ashley or Lummy's Ashley? There's
probably,
several.
I mean, I would assume both. But... No.
Oh, Lummy's Ashley. You can't offend her. She's one of the boys. Oh, I thought Lummy's Ashley was going to be mad at my fucking beard trimming, and all she did was rib him all night.
Yep, all night.
She gobbed out and a whole fucking nine yards.
She kept calling me different names.
Like what?
Rosie O'Donnell transitioning.
Transitioning Rosie O'Donnell.
Who's the Sonny Bono daughter?
Oh, Chaz Bono. She called you Chaz Bono.
Yeah.
Nice.
Some Shrek character too.
All right, Trickney. What else? Anything else going on?
Nope. Just wanted to say hi and thank you, and that was that.
Any deers in the pool?
Nope. No, I think those days are done. So.
All right, Mama. Good talk. And by the way, you have great ears to grip. I gripped you several times.
I know you did. I was like,
I get kind of aggressive with my grip sometimes. When I get a good grip, I'm like, man, I get a grip. It's a little. I've not ear gripped you near enough. I think we're getting close enough friendship wise, Anna, that you can see that I could ear grip you and it not be I'm trying to sexually, you know, be aggressive with you.
Yeah. No, there's nothing sexual about it at all. It's very aggressive, especially the double one.
It's more of a
you doubled ear gripped her?
Oh, I double ear gripped her
from
yeah.
the front or from the back?
From the front.
Yeah.
I gave her a double. You want one right now? You want a double ear grip from the front, Anna? Sure you do.
Oh. Yeah, come give her a double ear
don't
grip.
Don't pull too hard because I have long lobes. I don't want you to stretch them out.
No, when I ear grip, I'm not usually a lobe. I'm an upper ear.
She has very knots of the ears.
Yeah, it affects my cartilage and my ears.
Oh, my God.
Can Dan do that? Can he trim some of that ear? Can he ear trim you?
Actually, he said he could.
Right. D-lobe you?
Yes.
Dan, I don't want tits. I want D-lobed.
Some
disaster. All right,
Trickney,
we love you.
Love you guys. Have a good day.
Bye Trickney.
Do you find sometimes, Bubba, that like you start out kind of being soft, but it gets away from you?
Yeah.
Okay. Me too.
Huh?
Well, not in the ear grips, but you know, just on things.
Yeah, like you start off soft, and then you kind of get into it.
You're right. Excited.
Wow, I think, how have I been living like this? Kind of like when you find out that you've been paying a fortune for wireless when Mint Mobile has phone plans for $15 a month when you purchase a three-month plan. You're thinking, wow, how have I been affording getting gouged so bad? It's time to make the switch to Mint Mobile and get unlimited talk, text, and data for $15 a month. And I mean, Mint Mobile's quality of wireless service is unbelievable. Say bye-bye to the overpriced wireless plan, jaw-dropping monthly bills, and unexpected overages where they slow you down and completely screw with you. Mint Mobile is here to rescue you with premium wireless plans starting at just $15 a month. All plans come with high-speed data and unlimited talk and text delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. Use your own phone with any Mint Mobile plan and bring your phone number along with your existing contacts. Ditched overpriced wireless with Mint Mobile's limited plan deal and get 3 months of premium wireless service for $15 a month. Get this new customer offer and your new 3 month unlimited wireless plan for only $15 a month. Go to mintmobile.com/Bubba. That's mintmobile.com/BUBBA. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/Bubba. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customers on first 3 month plan only. Speed slower than 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fee, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
The ear gripping? Are you talking about your peers?
Oh, no, choking out's what he's talking about.
Right.
Oh.
I mean, if we're just being.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Honest.
Oh, wow.
Now, Blitz, have you ever taken it? No means.
Oh.
I've never taken it.
No means yes. And then you're looking at her and you're fucking choking her out. And then you're like, if this gets really touch and go, she'll really say no. Stop. Like, no is not the same as stop.
Correct.
Huh?
You're right.
No is not the same as stop.
If you're in the moment. Hold on. If it's somebody that you're with.
Yeah.
Like, not like a new chick or anything.
No, not first date shit or right. even a girl that you met you know, outside. No.
The first no doesn't really matter.
Huh? Are you choking her?
No, like, so let's say that you go out a few times, right, Anna? And you start to fuck. And a guy, you know,
Not on the choking deal.
I'm in the choking deal.
Oh, no, I mean, that's not
I'll
bad.
Choke you
no,
out.
But when someone is saying no, what are we referring to? Just anything sexual?
No, yeah.
Just like choking.
Yeah, kind of.
Okay, anything sexual.
Do you like, accept you know, taps?
Yeah, I recognize.
Oh, yeah, you have to. Yeah, okay. Yeah, you have
taps
to.
Taps and stop.
Yes.
I mean it.
Yes.
All of that is
absolutely.
Just, you know, bring it down to nothing. But
yes.
Like, let's say a guy was on top of you, Anna, and he put his arm, he put his hand around your throat. And he kind of started clinching down because
I gotta go.
After I get choked out, can we have snacks? That determines how long I'm gonna let you choke me. Mm-hmm. Is if we get snacks afterwards. And by the way, I got some Ray Popliatus disease. It makes my fingers cold.
Wait, hold on. What's it called?
Ray Popliatus.
Oh, Ray Popliatus. I know.
Yeah,
that
I
one.
Got fucking Ray Popliatus, and I cannot lie. So a guy's on top of you, and he's
on top of me, and he's choking
and he's blasting
me. Can I even
out,
breathe at all?
And he just kind of goes down like this. Look, he kind of goes down like that, mm-hmm. like, and he kind of puts some pressure on there.
Delayed like by a minute.
And he's like that, and then he kind of gets a little thing on it, and he gets it going. And you're like, and you're like, you know, you're just, and then she's like.
I don't really like trach pressure.
And then you let loose, and mm-hmm. she's like, and you're like, man, enjoy those breasts while you can get them, because I'm coming with some more choking here soon.
Oh my god!
And then you get them.
I take back everything I said.
Enjoy them while you can get.
I don't really like trach pressure.
Yeah, trach pressure. I'm looking for a girl that likes trach pressure.
Yes. From the inside.
Yeah, inside trach pressures.
Oh,
yeah.
My God. From face fucking?
No, I didn't say that.
Holy shit, there is a Ray Popliatus.
What do you mean?
There's a real person, Ray Popliatus. I looked it up.
That's a disease she has.
He's a real estate agent.
He's a real estate agent. Of course he is. Who the fuck isn't a real estate agent?
No shit.
Yeah, everybody in their fucking mom.
Everybody is a real estate agent.
Oh my God. Enough.
Everyone that quits their job becomes a real estate agent.
Yeah, pretty much.
And with all these people, it's like I see all these reports.
Are
you
calling
Ray?
No.
Oh.
Yeah, he's calling Ray.
He's calling his real estate agent.
But you see that, you know, people are quitting, but where are they going? Like, people are quitting their jobs at an alarming rate. But what are they doing?
OnlyFans.
That's a job.
Hey, maybe I should ask my mom if she wants to start at OnlyFans.
Oh, are we calling Janie Cakes?
Yeah.
Awesome.
If she answers.
Is she asleep?
Yeah. No, she's up by now. She takes a lot of pills at night.
Like mother, like
her,
son.
Her TT9 nights.
It's rainy out. She might be sleeping.
Yeah.
Yeah,
your mom's on my dad's schedule.
Yeah.
Your dad.
Hello.
Oh my God.
She is awake.
You sound really awake.
I'm just going out the door.
Oh, wow.
You're on, by the way, you're live on the air. Where are you going to?
Where am I going to? You don't end a sentence with a preposition.
Oh my God.
It was a question mark. He ended with a question mark.
I ended it with a question mark.
Say then.
Where are you going?
You're supposed to say.
Where are you going?
Where are you going?
Bitch.
No, when I question you like that, you were supposed to say, yeah, that's right.
Where are you going, bitch?
Going to, bitch?
Where are you going to, bitch?
Yeah. I am going to...
By the way, it's my mom on the air, ladies and gentlemen.
I'm going to International Mall.
Really?
Oh, she's coming over here.
For what?
Well,
I feel as if you don't want me to know what the fuck you're doing.
She's
getting
a new Louis.
There you go.
Did Tara buy?
No.
That's bullshit. If Tara's throwing that kind of money around to get one up on me, that's bullshit. If that's happening.
No, no, no. Tara has an eye doctor appointment, and it happens to be near there. And we're just gonna walk around there a little bit. Then we're going to St. Pete to get our hair done.
Aww.
Man, you got, Mom, don't you kind of feel bad that you and I just don't get to spend as much time together and she's a fucking complete ass kisser? All you two do is end up together. That makes the other one feel bad about himself. You don't think that I feel bad that my sister gets all this time with you and I always get fucking nothing?
What happened to your Wednesdays hanging out with your mom on Wednesdays deal?
Well, we just getting
yeah,
back.
Yeah, what happened to that?
She's getting her hair done now.
And,
how can
and
I
the last time I saw you was... at the last time I saw your sister was at the BARP party. I have not seen her since.
Yeah, but you guys have this ritual where you guys get your hair done, and now you guys are walking the mall together, and I wasn't included. Nobody asked me to do this today. Nobody asked me to go walk the mall with them, like I would.
Yeah. I'll say, why don't you go?
Well, would you like to go with us? You're welcome to
get your hair done.
You can go to the Cheesecake Factory.
Where are you guys going at the mall? What are you guys doing there? Just walking around?
Just walking around to get exercise because.
No, you know what? Tara's going to take you to the Louis Vuitton store and buy
That's
you like
you
a 30 fucking hundred.
They don't want you there. They just said they're going to be walking around.
$3,400 fucking bag that I can't afford that only she can.
Mm-hmm.
Bullshit. You know, remember when I was really rich and I would buy you like diamond earrings and all kinds of bullshit.
I know, and I remember that, and I appreciate it, and we're not going shopping because I'm not buying anything because I've been on Weight Watchers, and I've lost 7 pounds.
Woo!
Yay!
Which is going to make your jugs even look bigger.
Yeah.
I'm trying to tame them down a little bit.
I can't wait till I see you in Got Diaco's tank top.
Yeah, Mom, we got these new
bra.
Yeah, Mom,
doing jump rope.
We got these new shirts. Is it gonna be
Save the Diaco's?
Save the Diaco's for breast cancer awareness, and they got to fit right real tight right across the tits. So can we take can I get like maybe an extra large for you?
Yeah, that would be plenty tight.
We'll pay if it makes you feel better. We'll pay tribute to them.
Oh, she doesn't know what tributes
are.
I know.
She doesn't. Actually, that's Chris P right there.
I know she doesn't.
She doesn't know what.
I know what tributes are.
Well, what?
Okay, what are they?
Well, it's honoring them.
No, okay. You're right.
But Mom, in the porn world, there's when you pay tribute to a girl, there's a certain thing that you do.
You jerk off on their tits.
You beat off.
What?
You beat off.
On their picture.
You beat off on their picture.
On their picture, right.
Yes.
Right, you get a picture of them, you print it out, and then you beat off on their picture. And
correct.
And you put your cum all over their face and tits, but it's just a picture.
Right.
Oh, okay. That's fine.
So, I mean,
good.
So you don't care. Mom, can we actually get a picture that the Bubba Army can print out of you so they can peek in? And then people, the Bubba Army can, play. Do you have a problem with them paying tributes to you?
Well, I don't have a problem with it. Wait till I lose 20 more pounds.
All right, so when you get 20 pounds off, then have a photo session, and it'll be strictly for those guys that want to download your pics so they can pay tributes to you.
Well, absolutely. You were making my bell ring.
What does that mean?
Whoa.
I was talking to Jeff. He was ringing my bell.
Oh, what,
hey.
Is that,
sure
is
he
that,
down
is
there
that,
right
is that
now?
Like, is that old person talk for face fucking?
No, it's my
the Todd Clem outburst.
Yeah.
No, Mom.
Gong, 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 gong.
Mom, do you ever have you and like have you? We're kind of us guys are kind of into that lately.
Yeah,
and,
we are.
And like, are you into? Have you ever done that?
Done what? Paid tribute?
No.
Had Jeff drive his driver into your throat?
No, like face fuck. Like put your head over the side of the bed, and then he just fucking face fucks you.
No.
He takes his hips
that
and just thrusts deep.
That would break my fucking neck.
What's that?
That would break my fucking neck.
But Mom, now you can face Mom. You can face fuck him too.
Yeah.
Like what you do is he lays down and you grab the headboard and
I get it.
That's fun too.
Do you like that?
And you ride his mustache ride.
Right, there you go. Back in the 70s, you called it a mustache ride. Did you do a lot of mustache riding back in the day when you were a little bit looser?
No.
They didn't call her Carnival Clem for nothing.
Carnival Clem.
Oh, Carnival Clem.
Like riding a ride.
Jeannie, have you seen the new YouTube video about Bubba's story? Where he got...
I want to ride the rides.
Hold on, Lummy. What YouTube story is there out that she needs to look at?
Oh, maybe just the one where you got face fucked.
What?
Went to McDonald's. Like Ronald McDonald.
Lummy.
Yes, sir.
She doesn't really go to YouTube much.
Sorry, don't go to YouTube.
It's probably on Facebook.
I don't think it's on Facebook where I got Ronald McDonald face one time.
Yeah,
you period
one,
it on.
I was eating this chick out, Mom, and she started her period, and I didn't know it. This is years ago.
Like two.
And no, it wasn't 2 years ago. It was like five years
okay,
ago.
Okay, sorry.
and she started her period, and then I went, Sumo was visiting me, and he was out. It was at my old house, and I went out back to the porch
to hang out.
To hang out while she was in the shower, and Sumo's like, well, God damn, who did you get a spray can and paint your face red? What's going on? And I had period all over my face.
Cleared up his skin, though.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Janie Cakes, did you hang up on me? She did.
Yeah, she, the phone line was still active.
She hung up on me.
So, she threw up on the phone.
Your mom's ever hung up.
She's actually running late with Tara. She doesn't want to have to answer Tara's bullshit.
She's got to go get that new handbag.
Tyler, I'm so sorry you had to hear that. Talk about that type of conversation.
He's outside with the car.
Good. That's where you should.
He's got his headphones on.
I fuff her. I do. Heather Wiz, I do.
Your mom's awesome.
By the way, my mom never doesn't say that she loves people. She says that she fuffs them.
And she tells everybody they're their favorite.
Yeah.
Oh, you're my favorite.
Oh, yeah. Like if she saw Heather Wiz at the party, she's like, oh, Wizzy's my favorite. Then as soon as she saw Bubba Light, you're my favorite. Mm-hmm. Then the minute she saw Iggy, oh, Iggy, you're my favorite.
Caribou Lou, please.
Hall of Famer,
yeah.
Caribou Lou.
You know, I refuse to call Hall of Famer Iggy.
But I have to, so, right?
I refuse to call him a Hall of Famer Caribou Lou. What
Caribou Lou's not in the Hall of Fame.
What stupid fucking idea did he think to call why would he say?
By the way,
he's fucking Iggy. He's world fucking famous
he's
Iggy.
Fucking Iggy.
Someone stole his name
on
chat.
Hall of Fame. What?
Yeah, because he gave it up.
Well, that's what happens when you give your name up.
So who's now Iggy?
No one knows.
Iggy, you and I got real fucking heat that you just threw a brand like Iggy McGillicuddy away, a Hall of Fame brand away. Iggy, I'll tell you what the fuck you better do as a moderator or a VIP or whatever the fuck you are. You better get that name back.
Yep.
That's real fucking talk right there, Iggy. I don't even know his real name or I'd call him Lawrence or whatever the fuck your name is.
It is Lawrence, actually.
Lawrence.
Listen, Lawrence, you water-sanded motherfucker, you better get that name back.
Yeah, Lawrence.
Right. I'm not trying to get heat with you because you could beat me up, but for real, as a friend, that's fucked up that you just relinquished a Hall of Fame brand.
Lawrence McGillicuddy.
God damn fucking Lawrence, you stupid fuck. You know better than that.
Fucking Lawrence McGillicuddy.
I should take his fucking bust right on down.
No, you can't do that.
Well, fuck. He doesn't want to be himself. He fucking said...
Don't be Caribou Lou.
Caribou Lou sounds... Hall of Famer Caribou Lou.
No, it's not Hall of Famer. It's just jobber, stupid fuck, Caribou Lou.
So I won't get in trouble if I don't call him Hall of Famer Caribou Lou?
No, you don't. Absolutely. In fact, if you do call him Hall of Famer Caribou Lou, you're going to get in trouble.
Oh, I have a question. Is Caribou Lou in the Hall of Fame?
No.
No.
And is Iggy? Yeah. But is now the guy that's
is
Iggy?
Is Lawrence in the Hall of Fame?
So we're talking about who's going into the Hall of Fame?
Is this Glory Hole Greg?
Yes.
Glory Hole Greg, hey, I just wanted to add in, I'm sorry I didn't actually catch it earlier, but Lummy with the beardy thing going on, man, I'm telling you, he's Crockett. Put on one of those sports blazer things, and he could do the Miami Vice thing easily.
Who the fuck are you talking about?
Thank you, Greg.
Who do you say, Crockett?
I'm on Iggy right now.
Yeah.
Iggy, just like the heat I got with Unsavory. If you're not going to be proud of your Hall of Fame name and your Hall of Fame brand, where you just get a stupid. Now, Iggy, you know what works with me? I'll tell you what works with me. Because you're my friend and you can personally get a hold of me saying I fucked up. I fucked up on the deal. I was just trying to be a smart ass, Caribou Lou. I didn't realize somebody was going to grab my shit. That works with me. Personally, you and I, but anything short of that, I'm fucking full hot on it. I mean, these Hall of Fame positions and appointments are just not to be fucking, you're not just to willy-nilly throw your fucking name around when you're a Hall of Famer.
I mean,
Blitz, even you have to. I mean, when you're a Hall of Famer, that name's sacred.
Yeah.
You have contributed thousands and thousands. Tens of thousands of dollars into my company as a Hall of Famer in Iggy McGillicuddy, and you just willy-nilly throw it the fuck away? Like I'm a fucking whore? Like I'm a dirty whore? You tell me to put some ice on it?
Caribou Lou's not the one that gave you the gun.
Well,
Iggy McGillicuddy.
Hall of Famer Airtight Skeeple actually asked me to take pictures today because he wanted to show all his family.
That's a guy that's proud of the brand. Yeah. Hello?
Hey, Bubba, this is Gary. How's it going?
Hey, Gary, how are you today, bud? What's going on?
Oh, you know what? You know how you can tell Iggy's a cock chuggler?
Well,
his name is Lawrence.
Oh, smack.
Well, Gary, listen, look, I think I can call Iggy some names that other people cannot, and I don't know that that will work well for you, my friend.
Hall of Famer Grouper Lips Jordan, 1999, a bitch ain't one.
Making fun of his real name, Lawrence,
that. Yeah, I mean, that's just got...
I'm sure I could take care of that. Hey, Anna, you know the next guy that's going to be with you is going to be like 54, because that's... half of 54 is 27, and you add 7, that's 34. So that's the way it works, buddy.
So you're saying some pimp guy, if you're really rolling around as a fucking stud, you take half your age and then add 7, and that's the pimpness.
You're just that's minus right. 20.
Right. Hey, Gary, how old are you?
58.
All right. Gary sounds like a spry 58. Gary, Gary, can I ever, we have our pleasantries and stuff, but Gary, do you think you ever have the ability to call in and like be nice to us, or is it always just going to be we suck, on as a cunt, like things like that? I'm just asking for a friend.
I never said on as a cunt.
Well,
I'm a fan. Always been a fan.
All right. Can we ever get Gary the fan to call in and say like, hey, Bubba, Gary, hi, Gary, Bubba. Hey, you guys sound great today. Blitz, how you doing? Doing great. Lummy, you're a little bit gobby today, but it'll grow back. Anna, God bless your little soul. You look cute today.
Thanks.
Gary wants a face fuck, Anna.
Hey, Gary, deep
down. No.
Hey, Gary, deep down, do you want to fuck Anna? Because we all do, deep down.
No.
Well, that's what I just said. We all do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Males, females. Blitz has been there. How's it been, Blitz?
Oh, it's fantastic.
See, look at Gary. Coming
Gary's
out with
rolling
the one-timers.
Today. Gary, I'm not hanging up on you. I'm saying goodbye because you did well today, buddy, my friend.
Whoa! Oh, bye-bye.
Charles Carniak with $100. Kiss ass.
On a Gary Snipe.
Gary Snipe.
That's what you got to say, Lummy.
Gary Snipe.
Sponsored by who?
Brandon Ford, number one Ford dealer in the world.
Hello, who's this?
Hey, what's up?
What's up, Brandon?
It's Brandon Quad.
Brandon Quad, have you seen your full-blown video?
I have.
Aren't you glad that Brandon says who it is when he calls in? Otherwise, we probably have no idea.
Yeah, we would never know who this is if he said it was Brandon Quad. Yep. I mean, he sounds like just every other guy. Like, he sounds like the guy from New Orleans and like Alan from Cincinnati and fucking Gary from, where's Gary, from Arizona?
New Mexico.
Same thing.
Yeah, New Mexico.
So, Brandon the Quad, have some of your boys, seen, your stuff?
Yes, they have. Everybody.
What are they saying about it?
Well, my best friend just texted me and he said, nice. That's all he said. Just
right.
One word.
Right, nice.
That's why he's your best friend.
Yeah. And then my old college professor, he saw it. I'm going to talk to him on Saturday.
You're just sending it out to everyone, aren't you?
Wow, literally everybody.
No, I'm making them pay for it, though.
Oh, thank you, Brandon.
Yeah. Yep.
Makes you send it to ours.
Yeah, send it to mine, not Caitlin's. I mean, she's rich as fuck.
Right. We need the money.
Yeah. I'm working to do good for you guys.
Well, thank you. We appreciate it.
Yeah.
You can tell he hasn't been edging.
Bubba, have you started watching Ozark yet?
Oh, yeah. I got done through episode 3 last night, but I can't remember it.
It's really
here's
good.
How I gotta now, do
did,
I,
you
I gotta,
re, did you rewatch 2?
Yes.
Okay.
I rewatched 2.
Gotcha.
So now I'm gonna have to go rewatch 3 and then start 4.
And then rewatch 4.
And then rewatch 4. But I really get it to sink in then.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, I forget how 3 ended. How did 3 end? I know that that little,
I know.
I know that little
I'm not gonna tell.
That little fucking kid's causing all kinds of problems, and Mama, Mama.
Do you want me to tell you? I'll write it to you.
Yeah, you just write it to me, and I know it. Once you like jog my memory, I'll be like, oh fuck yeah, and I'll tell you. Like,
she's gonna IM it to you.
No, text it. Oh, she's gonna IM to me. Hold on.
Trust me, it's so good. I watched all 7 of them already.
Oh yeah. On the fake gun sting, right? Isn't that kind of how it was? I don't give a fuck. I'm not, as long as I don't ruin it for Anna. Yeah, I don't give
a fuck. I watch it too. Heather Wiz, 200 stars. But I'm trying to catch up on it.
Me too.
I know, but
I'm already on season four, Ben.
I'm gonna have to rewatch it. I remember the guns, but I forget.
Yeah.
Do you remember what season one was all about?
Mm-mm.
I would go back and rewatch it.
Wait, really?
Anna, Javi's trying to get the main dude ousted, is he not?
Well, but you need to watch all of it so you can spoil it for him.
Oh, man, I thought Javi was going
to He's trying to get his uncle out of the deal.
Yeah.
That's Brandon.
Yeah. Remember Omar had to give something?
Yeah.
So they foreshadowed that. I don't even know, Anna. I can't even fucking... Maybe Anna privately you could tell me. I don't even
know. Okay, I'll tell
know.
You privately.
Privately, yeah.
Thank you.
So, Brandon, the quad, what else is going on, buddy?
Well, school's canceled today because it's so cold outside.
School?
School's canceled because it's so cold outside?
I mean, not that you're going to school.
Yeah. Yeah. They canceled school today because it was so cold outside.
Gross. Are you going to do any... Are you going to get back to doing that, like, building stuff or whatever it was when you had that job?
Oh, when I worked at the
nuts and bolts factory, yeah.
No, because the county won't even pay for me to go there anymore.
Oh man, that sucks.
Because it costs $100 a day, and I only got paid $2 an hour.
Yeah, they bring like a lot of these companies bring like handicapped people in to do piecework, and they pay like the handicap place that organizes all, like for instance locally it's called Park.
Yep.
And it's where these handicapped people go and do arts and crafts and things like that, but you can enter into a job with through them, but the company pays Park like $6 an hour, and then the park pays the handicapped people like $2 an hour, and they profit $3 as just being the people that put it together. That's a bunch of bullshit.
Yeah,
I would just call up Brandon and say, "Hey, do you got like 4 or 5 of your handicapped friends that want to make like $7 an hour?"
I have a question, and like I'm actually being serious about this. Are you surprised they haven't changed their name?
Yeah, I kind of am, because I think our words in
it's Pinellas Association for Children.
Yeah.
Roppy top a rop doppy rop doppers.
Yes,
children.
Yeah,
and technically, I mean, it's correct. However, it's not PC anymore.
Why couldn't you say, "Hi, I'm Johnny Manufacturer, and I just hired some kids from Park, and Park stands for the Pinellas County."
Mm-hmm.
Bam, 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 children.
Right, I'm kind of surprised, actually.
Me too.
But
Brandon's not bam, bam, bam. He's just handicapped.
No, I know
physically.
Yeah,
and he can fuck
clearly.
Well,
clearly,
pretty good. Really, really slowly.
Yeah, and your mom. I mean, you know, there's several guys who want to fuck your mom.
Yep,
including, yeah,
including former NFL footballers,
superstar
Jungle Fever.
Woo!
I think your mom might be a little bit turned on by Ty J.
Just a little.
I think so. I think your mom has a little bit of Iowa-based Jungle Fever. Don't get mad at me. Oh, you're saying you have Jungle Fever too, Blitz?
Yeah.
For Ty J?
For Ty J.
For Ty J. All right, Brandon, I'm going
to probably... I honestly, when it warms up, I can't wait to go kayaking.
And I'm going
to
go with you.
Yeah, I know. We need to. Like, Ty J's cool as hell.
Yeah, we'll all go together.
He is, you know
we'll
what?
Bring a fishing pole, too.
He's fucking salt of the earth. That guy's he's just a really good dude, man. Yep.
Can we do a show kayak?
I don't know how you're going to do that. Unless Blitz goes live from his waterproof motherfucking phone.
We can.
Whatever. You're gonna bring a tripod.
What tripod, Lummy?
Bringing a tripod doesn't mean you can go live, Lummy. You got we have
what tripod
elements.
Are you gonna bring, Lummy?
I haven't found it.
Lummy.
He lost it at Tate's.
I think me, you, Blitz, and Ty J should all go. Anna, you're not invited to our cool.
Why not?
Because we don't. No, she can't.
Oh, then she. No, she can't go. Then
no. This
Come
is
on.
This is the boys.
Yeah, it's
I
the boys.
Am one of the
We're
boys.
Going fishing.
Yeah.
You gonna touch a fish?
What are you going to say that you can't say in front of me already?
We're going to make fun of him.
She's got a point.
Are you going to go in your own kayak or are you going to be in Blitz's?
I'm going to go on my own. I have
no, then you can't go.
All right, I'll go.
You're going to ride on Blitz's dick.
Yeah.
I have to ride on his penis?
Yeah.
Yes.
On his penis?
Fine.
On his penis?
Will there be snacks?
I have to go on his penis?
Do I?
You got to tickle his balls.
How about us letting us do one trip as boys and then we'll ask
Fine!
Well, ask Ty J.
I'm just going to go to brunch by myself.
You want that mouthy bitch to join the next excursion? He'll be like, man, I don't give a fuck.
Taji's a big fan. He watches Off the Rails and comments on it live as we're doing it.
He might get home and say, hey, fat boy, don't fucking tell that bitch she can't come. I like her.
In which case, I can go?
I will get it fucking worked out, okay?
Thank you.
We're 60 good days away from even having the weather.
60?
Yeah.
I mean, you're probably looking at the last part of March.
And the water stays cold for a long time.
Yeah.
Right. Where are we going to do lunch?
Ray Benona.
Yeah.
We're not going. You know what? I'll tell you what your lunch is. Goblin Blitz's dick down on some roadhead.
Yeah.
Face fucked in it.
Having a Zuber dog in Brandon is what the fuck you're getting.
Yeah.
Sorry for that, Todd. That was a Todd C. outburst. I'm so sorry.
If
Blitz can have a Chris P. and Lummy can have a Warren G., why can't I have a Todd C.?
You can't have a Todd C.
Fuck. That's what your lunch is. All you can eat dick.
Yeah. Oh, she's a vegetarian.
Provided by Chris P.
Yeah, he eats vegetables.
That's right. It's beyond meat.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's got the impossible dick.
Yeah. 9-inch lunch. Fucking take that shit down.
Beyond meat, impossible dick.
Gobble, gobble.
That sounds good.
All right, Brandon.
He's got Boca balls.
Brandon, the quad. We love you, buddy.
I love you, too.
Keep pushing my OnlyFans.
Don't worry, I am.
All right, buddy. Thanks.
Thanks, Brandon.
I think this would be a great point to my mom hung up on me. She will not text me back. I'm like, Mom.
Because you got period on your face. She won't want to hear about it.
Sweet. Well, I love you, but I don't want to hear about a girl period on your face. That's not nice. By the way, she loves the merch, Crick. So, like,
I know she does.
But she said that we can have a tribute picture of her.
Hey, listen.
She was all about it.
My mom did say that I could, once she loses her 20 pounds, that we could have a picture, a downloadable, and people contribute to her. Did she not say that?
Oh, she was all about it.
Her own two fucking lips.
Yeah, her own two lips.
Which ones?
Yeah.
And is there going to be anybody that pays? I can't tribute to my mom.
I'm going to pay homage to her.
Blitz, are you going to tribute to my mom?
Yeah, and pay homage. That's even farther.
Lummy? No.
No, Bubba, just for you, I won't.
Yeah, thanks for the consideration.
I'll snail trail on her.
Oh, my God.
Oh, God, that's disgusting.
Anna, you haven't snail trailed since
2000. You don't know me.
You haven't snail trailed since 2000.
You don't know me. I snail trail all the time.
She's going to do a Ronald McDonald recreation.
You don't know me. You don't snail trail.
Yeah, I do.
He's going to Ronald McDonald your mom.
Yeah, I watch mukbangs and I snail trail.
For real?
Yeah. Who doesn't?
She watches fat chicks eating and it gets her off.
Now, what do you rub to? Is that what a snail trail is when you've gotten yours?
I thought it was just when you're like, wet down there.
Yeah, right. And does that happen often?
Not often.
My 600-pound wife?
Yes.
What you watch?
1,000-pound sisters.
With a pimple popper fucking Dr. Pole and a pimple popper chaser?
1,000 pounds.
I don't think she watches Dr. Pole, does she?
My 600-pound life?
She loves Dr. Pole.
I love Dr. Now.
I do love Dr. Pole. He's a guy from Michigan, and he's a fucking veterinarian.
My mom loves that show.
I love that guy, because you know what? He's just a regular old dude.
He is. He's cool.
Shows up in this beat-up truck, and he'll fucking deliver a calf or a pop a boil on a cow.
A giant one.
Oh, yeah. Let me see this.
Oh, Dr. Pole.
P-O-L.
It's Pole, and it's P-O-I, isn't it? Isn't it P-O-I or P-O-L?
I thought it was P-O-L, Pole.
I can't even get away from these phones. They're quite cumbersome today. Hello.
Hi, Alan.
Of course. Let's see what's going on here.
Hey, Bubba.
Yeah.
It's Brian from Philly. How you been?
Hi, Brian. What's up, buddy?
Hey, it's a transporter to the stars.
How you doing, buddy?
Dude, I absolutely loved Baba Sassoon yesterday. I was rolling with
that. Yeah. I thought, and you know what? And if I just would have gone with a 2 instead of a 1, Lummy would be in the money right now.
Thanks, Brian. We're friends.
It's looking good. It's looking good. I love the... You got to slap him around for recirculation.
Yeah, recirc, there. Recirc.
Recirc, and then he had to do the Frankenstein walk.
Yeah.
Well, he had...
That was not funny.
The Frankenstein walk was the funniest, I thought.
It was. And then Blitz, you look like a lesbian who wants to play softball or something.
Lummy, listen, in the world of transition, we could say that you're transitioning as a woman. You could be the world champion of a lot of things.
Right, you need to change your pronoun. Yeah.
I mean, Lummy, you'd be like the starting center. You'd be a power forward for the WNBA.
Oh, yeah.
Averaging 26 a night, Lummy.
I can't make it down to the court, but I mean, just have it at one time.
Yeah, I mean, Flops, you could chair, you could either just sit there and rebound all day, or let me, you could just get fed the ball all day and do layups.
Yeah,
those,
pretty
those
much.
Those bitches can't do shit to you.
No, I'd elbow them around.
Yeah.
Look at me.
You
beat Lummy, you'd win shot putting at the fucking Olympics.
Oh, yeah.
Half those WNBA chicks would tower over Lummy.
I know, but they don't have the size that Lummy has.
Some of them do.
Lummy, you'd fuck, Lummy, you know how much of a hell of a third baseman you'd be on a lesbian softball team?
Oh, fuck yeah.
Lummy, you bat cleanup on a lesbian softball team.
I'm coming
team.
To Lummy's, or Big Girl Nationals. Lummy is transitioning.
You imagine him covering
too tall.
Weight
is oh, Anna, this is now. Hold on, this is an example of.
Oh, come on!
You can't play the audio.
Come on!
Oh, I can't play the audio.
No, because it's YouTube. We'll get flagged.
I won't play it. I won't play it. This is like a.
I can't.
That's a pimple.
It's abscess.
That's an abscess, like on a cow.
Yeah, yeah. He sticks
now
his
he's gonna open it up. Now look at this.
I mean, I'm still watching it, but oh god, Lummy can't.
Awesome.
Lummy will puke if he watches that. Oh, it's on his face.
Oh damn! It's
that's
like
its
cheek.
Nose or its cheek. Look at this.
Poor thing.
That's like the Dr. Pol stuff.
Yeah,
hey, Brian, I love you, buddy.
Love you too,
Tosh,
man. I'm going to start sending you more money every
all
week.
All right, but I love you. I love you, Transporter to the Stars.
Oh, my
stars.
God.
Lummy, don't
guy.
Look.
Look
great
at
guy.
That.
Lummy, don't look. You will puke.
Oh, my God. Is that pus?
Yeah.
What
I love
the
it.
Hell?
Oh, my God.
It looks like it's milk, but it's not milk.
Got milk?
It's pus. Ew, look at that bucket. It's full of pus. Oh, my God.
Can't.
You just made a second incision. How the fuck does that? Where does that even? Watch oh, this is a good one. Oh, someone's giving birth.
Oh, humanity. Oh, my God.
Oh.
Blitz, show's over. See you tomorrow. Fuck!